Okay, so I'm going to talk about collation. And those of you who are still awake, having said that word, well, hopefully, collation. Yeah. So, collation, as you know, is about when you set the language of a particular string, right? And you tell it whether it's case insensitive or accent sensitive or what. I find that on the whole, people in America just go, yeah, we just use the same collation. It's not a problem. And you all agree with that? That this collation is not an issue for you guys? I found when I used to live in the UK and I visited Sweden and I flew into an airport called Västerås and I looked that up I got to Sweden, got a map, tried to find it in the back of the map, but I couldn't find it anywhere because it's not actually Västerås, it's Västerås. It's the first A has like two dots over it and the second A has like a little circle over it. And they're not with the rest of the A's in the alphabet. They're at the end. So you just can't find anything in an index if you're using the wrong collation. But in fact, you know, and so I say to it, I look at what they wrote in Sweden, and I look at what I write in English, and I go, they're the same. And the Swedish person says, no, they're not. And we just have to agree to disagree and have a collation error. But it's not just about foreign languages, because in the database world, we've got SQL collation, and we've got Windows collation. And those two will disagree as well. It's just like US English, Australian English, and UK English. Let me give you some examples. So, when I was growing up in the UK, anything that you used to fix your teeth was called braces. Okay? When I moved to Australia, as a teenager, I got told that actually half the things that I called braces were actually retainers. I don't want you to tell me the difference now, because I understand that. But, you know, I always thought the retainer was just something you paid to a lawyer to be able to acquire services. Of course, braces are also the things that... Yeah, I know. Don't ask me how often I have to do that. Of course, braces are also things that hold up your trousers. But you guys call them suspenders. I think of suspenders being something else entirely. You're all looking at me strange. You know, like, they hold up stockings. You know? I would show you some suspenders, except I would have to drop my trousers. Except you guys say drop your pants, and in the UK, if I drop my pants, then I'll definitely be needing that lawyer that I mentioned earlier. But it's in all kinds of things. In school, I studied maths. You just study math. And I kind of wonder how that works. It's all well and good to do trigonometry and to know that, you know, sine 30 equals 0.5. But if you want to go A equals sine 30, oh, hang on, that's branching into algebra. We don't let you do that. Union rules. We're just teaching you one math. It's a plural word, please. But it goes beyond that. As you get older, you learn to drive. You go for a long drive, you want to stop for gas. In the UK or Australia, you probably wouldn't stop for gas. You just apologise to the people in the car, open the window a little bit. Over here, I look at the average American. They drive everywhere. I think I'm quite fit compared to most Americans. I obviously there's exceptions. I apologise. But in the UK, fit means something entirely different. You have the expression, she's fit, innit? I'm not pointing at anyone in particular, Wendy, sorry. And so I like to think that in the UK, I could be considered quite fit. Right? Don't get me started. I know, but on the real thing, I mean, I'm never going to play a game of football. Let's face it, what you guys call football, I went to the Seahawks game on the weekend. We lost, apparently. But that's a whole different ball game to what you get in Australia, where you've got this strange kind of... No, not soccer. Australian rules football is where you've got a round ball, you kick it a long way, someone jumps about 15 feet in the air and catches it like this and then falls on their shoulder on the ground, only to get up and punch the player next to them. But when I think of football, I think of what you have in the UK. And in fact, my team is Arsenal. They're in North London. It's a great team. And by the way, you call these flip-flops. What do you call a French guy in sandals? Flip-flop. Sorry. But in Australia, we call these thongs. That's right, this is a thong. And the uncomfortable bit here goes between your toes, not up your...